Given that he had just taken the badge and gun away from Alicia, Jesse wasn't really much in the mood for dealing with Connie Walker's political gamesmanship. But she had been pretty stout through the recent ordeal, and had never retreated from her support of his hiring Alicia. "What is it, Connie? I hope this isn't about the old meeting house. Those decisions are above my pay grade."
"You really can be an ass, can't you, Jesse?"
"Uh-huh."
"I'm here because I want to congratulate you."
"For what?"
"For being a father."
Jesse smiled in spite of his best efforts not to. "Thank you." "You really didn't know Cole was your son?"
"Not a clue."
"How's it going?" "We've got a lot of catching up to do. Right now, I think we're trying not to step on each other's toes." Then Mayor Walker stood up, came around the desk, and kissed Jesse on the cheek. "You'll be a good dad, Jesse Stone. But if you think this job is hard, just wait." As the mayor was leaving, Jesse's desk phone rang. It was Lundquist.
"What's up, Brian?"
"Drake Daniels is dead."
"Dead?"
"Hanged himself in his cell. The threats got to him. He knew that even if they kept him in isolation, he was a dead man. With all the white supremacist gangs inside, he knew he was screwed. He figured he'd do it himself, and not eat himself alive waiting to get hacked up. A guy who would know once told me that if you could assassinate a president, there was no such thing as being 100% secure. Here's the best part. He left a note and confessed to murdering Garrison."
Jesse changed subjects. "Why do you think Lee Harvey let me get to him so easily? You know, if he wanted to, he could have killed me 3 times over before I fired that shotgun once."
"Guilt. He did Kane one better. He had a hand in murdering his 2 brothers.
He was willing to kill a building full of people and smiled about it as he was dying. When you figure humans out, let me know. How are you and your kid doing?"
"Why does everybody ask me that?"
"I think we take pleasure in watching you navigate in unknown waters.